Hey, what's going on, Jamie and Cass?
And Bao.
And we're here for another Divorce Not an Option, where we talk about relationships and marriage and trying to keep people together with our 22 years experience. Baby, what are we talking about this time?
Yeah, so today we're going to talk about, it's a discussion that's been, I think it's been heavily, thank you, here. Did you mess up my hair?
Oh, your hair looks more messy.
You're messing it up right now.
It's supposed to look like that?
Yes, it's a messy do with my outfit. It's supposed to go with my outfit. It looks like that.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Dang. All right, so what are we talking about?
Yeah, so what we're going to talk about is actually, dating for marriage. Right. Mm-hmm. So and so we're going to get more into it. So the topic would be dating for marriage. And that means, should you date for marriage?
First, I got to say, I am glad I matched your energy today in the pink.
Yeah.
So I don't want nobody to say, Cass always rocked it.
Yeah.
Nah, I rocked it because my wife was wearing this beautiful pink outfit and I had this outfit. And I was like, you know what?
He lets you wear it.
This allowed me to wear it because this is not an everyday pink outfit. It's not even pink.
It's salmon. It's a salmon. It's like a salmon outfit.
But you know what? It gave me the idea to rock it since So that's the first thing I want to get out of the way.
Thanks.
It's kind of funny you talk about that subject of dating with marriage. Because I could remember when we first went on our first date and I said,
so you're just going to start, you just jump right into it. Huh?
And I asked you, what do you want? Do you want to get married? You looked at me dead in my face.
Yep.
I think is the most serious reply you have ever given me in our life.
In our life.
Since we've been married.
Now it's in our life.
That was the most serious you looked at me and said, I don't want to be married. I don't want kids. I want to be the fun auntie.
Yay.
And I was like, oh.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, so really? She's like, nope, I don't want marriage. Yep. I was like, okay. So, see, I knew I should have ran then.
You should have.
I should have ran.
But you didn't. 22 years later, you still here.
I should have hit it and ran.
I should have ran.
You know what I'm saying? But, golly.
See, we're trying to keep couples together here. You know, but I'm just saying, you're staying with the, trying to keep them together. Trying to keep them together now.
Well, at the end of the day, so if you didn't date with the purpose of getting married, right? To get married.
Mm-hmm.
So then how we advise it others... I think this is a topic maybe we're not, because I wanted to get married. I was a marrying man.
You was a married man. First of all, how was you a married man when you were still in the streets? You was not no married man, okay? No. You had the idea of, I want to get married someday,
exactly.
But and you were not ready.
I was in the process. Uh-huh. Of dating for marriage.
But you were not ready for
but
that.
But I didn't meet that woman yet.
Oh, okay.
And then we started dating exclusively.
Yeah. Exclusively. See? Okay. So I think the reason I brought up this topic and I think it's good to discuss is because, we're not in our 20s, right? I won't say my age because I'm ageless.
I'm 29.
Okay. So we're not in our 20s, right? And so, okay, so you're going to, because Jay-Z say, the new 40 is the new 20.
Then the new 20 must be the new 15.
The new 15.
Because
you're 15. Okay. All right, cool. So, the reason I brought this topic is because, and this topic came up a lot too, topic of discussions, and I just kind of want to, talk about it to get your opinion, for the viewers out there. And so the reason I brought this topic is, should we be dating to look for marriage? I mean, because the reason this is important is because every man that, and I'm just going to speak to the woman's perspective and you can. So every man that you're dating, you're going into it with the idea of, this is going to be my husband, the one, he's the one. So that means that, every relationship that you're going into, that is the mindset that you're going into. Oh, he's going to be the one. So then, so you're not really getting to know that person. There's no organic, you're not growing your relationship organically because you already have, something in your head that, this is going to be my husband. That's what I'm dating him for. So you're really doing everything you can to get a ring, right? But you're not actually getting to know that person. You're not getting to know anything beyond, this is the guy that I want to marry because I just want to get married.
Well, I think it comes to the concept that people, we've been raised in a very monolithic, mono society, mm-hmm. where we feel as if there's only one way of true happiness in a relationship. And I think when a woman, and a man sometimes as well, so mm-hmm. it's not just thinks that the happiness is marriage, don't understand that a marriage is only a commitment to work on building a life with that person. You know, what people tend to do, as you said, is go into a relationship. This is going to be my husband. Not, you know, I know a lot of women out there that it wouldn't matter who's standing there at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
As long as they're at the altar and there's some a body there.
Right.
And that's the problem with having that I want to get married mindset. It's okay to say eventually when I meet the right man,
mm-hmm.
then I want to get married to show my commitment to him,
yes.
and grow.
Yes.
But if your idea is just to get married, then you're going to marry for all the wrong reasons. Because see what, back in the day, women dreamed of falling in love.
Mm-hmm.
And then marrying the man they fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
That was the idea. Little girls are dreaming of, oh my God, I'm going to fall in love and mm-hmm. then we're going to get married. That's, they knew that was how it worked.
Yeah,
fall
fairy
in love,
tale.
Then get married. But now women just want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time where there was a huge uprising in women just marrying themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was.
Ceremonies for themselves.
Yes.
And see, and that shows you that the mentality of the woman of our society has changed. Whereas women don't want to fall in love anymore. They just want to get married
mm-hmm.
because that is what society tells them they should do.
Yep.
Not get in love, fall in love, respect their husband, find the right man, all that. They just think about, oh, when I get married. And the problem with that, too, more than 50% of marriages end in divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you did want that reality, 50% of the time, you have a 50% chance that it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you betting on something that right now works 50% of the time? If your car worked 50% of the time, would you buy it? If somebody said, hey, I got this good car, it works 50% of the time. But hey, when it works 50%, it's great. Nobody's going to buy that car. So why is everybody rushing into marriage? Because they forgot what marriage was, an end result of falling in love.
Yeah, the dating to eventually get married.
Falling in love with that man. Then when you get to that point mm-hmm. to get married, not let's just get married. There's people getting married in a day or two. I mean, Las Vegas is making big money.
Oh, I mean, of course.
Weddings, people just pop.
Yeah, you have your shit chapel sitting up.
I know some people that have gotten married quick and they still rock it mm-hmm. to this day. I know others that took 2, 3, 4, 5 years mm-hmm. and then two years later got a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing's really can predict what is, mm-hmm. but I guarantee even those weddings that were fast, that they fell in love quick.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that this was the person for me. I love you. Now let's go get married. Not the first date. Do you believe in marriage? You want to get married? Because at the end of the day, if you're not a man that is looking to get married, I don't want to deal with you.
Yeah. And that's the wrong mindset to have. And I understand, again, the end goal, for the woman is, for the woman who wants to get married, again, the end goal is to get married. But the problem is, again, and I'll speak to myself, the reason that, when we, first met and we kind of started going out and I told you that I was not looking because that's on honest truth, on my kids and everything.
She's intimidated how much of a man I was.
Okay.
I'm a manly man.
Yes, you are a manly man, but I was not intimidated. But yes, but I mean, it was my honest truth. I mean, I was not, looking to get married whatsoever. I actually wanted to stay away from marriage, even though, my parents have been married, forever. And I've seen a lot of, long lasting marriages. To me, I didn't see the love of a marriage that I wanted to see for myself. And so the reason I'm like, well, I could just be single and date and live my life. You know, I don't need those problems. And so that's why, you know, for me, when we started, you know, dating and such, it wasn't, you know, dating you to eventually get married. No, it was, you know, we are dating. And if it gets there organically, you know, and it grow into that, then yes. But it wasn't, you know, wasn't the mindset, oh, this is my potential husband. No, absolutely not.
What are you talking about, woman? You saw me and you fell in love. You was like, man.
That's what every man thinks.
You know,
sure.
God, this man is the greatest man I've ever seen.
I know, the greatest before. since sliced bread, since a toaster. You know, I mean, damn.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, but I think you know, I think it was, for us, I can only speak for us mm-hmm. now. If you want to take, I think that was good because there was two things in my life that I used for gain. Mm-hmm. I used the, I want to get married mm-hmm. and, you know, my expenditure.
Sex.
I was trying to say it in a nice way, my love.
Oh, I know you're not trying to sit here and try to be modest.
Yeah. So, you know, so when I met my wife, you know, she wasn't, you know, turned on, like, oh, so, no, that wasn't her at all. She was like, let's date, let's chill, blah, blah, blah. Wasn't like, oh, she wasn't one of those girls. And she didn't want to get married. And it forced me to really be me. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't have the clutch. You know, I didn't say, yo, I'm a, you know, break the bed on her. She gonna, you know, it wasn't none of that. You know what I'm saying? She really generally was getting to know me. We became really close, really friends. Mm-hmm. Our relationship was more than just sex. It was more than just the expectation of something.
Yeah.
You know, now I never didn't want to get married. So it wasn't like I stopped and said, oh, well, you know what, since you don't want to get married, I don't want. No, I still wanted to get married, but getting to know you, I didn't care about that mm-hmm. because you was so great to me. So good in my life. We got along so well, mm-hmm. connected so well that I didn't worry about anything in the future mm-hmm. because it was just a joy of getting to know you and grow with you.
Yeah.
Even when I asked you to marry me, I was scared because mm-hmm. I was like, yo, she may say no. But of course she said, yeah, she started crying and going crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, of course. You know, by that point,
she'll say,
by that point, after our 2 years of dating and kind of really getting to know each other and really understanding, you know, each other in a sense. And, you know, and when you propose, yes, I turn into, you know, a little girly girl.
Started crying. I was breaking up with her because I did tell her, like, hey, in 2 years, if I can't get married, you know.
And I was like, okay. You know, first.
So when I did that, I thought she was going to say, all right, cool, if that's what you want to do. But she started crying when I was breaking up. And I was like, oh, okay.
I don't think I remember it that way. But
you don't remember crying?
No, I don't remember crying when you're trying to break up.
Really? You don't remember that?
I don't remember
You know why you was crying during when I was trying to break up? Because afterwards, I said the corny line, you know, I was like, you know, so since we're not going to get, I don't think, blah, blah, blah. And that's a man's got to do what a man's got to do. And you start crying. And then I said, and then I went on one knee and proposed. And then you was like, oh, my God. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And then you start kissing.
Okay.
And it was the sloppy, wettest kisses because you was crying.
Okay.
And tears were all in your mouth and stuff. And you was, it was the worst kisses ever because they were all sloppy, wet kisses from your tears. And you was kissing me all over my face. Oh, my God, because you're so happy. So that means you cry like that quick?
No, I mean, I guess that's how, you know, happened then.
So you was just like, all right, if you want to break up, cool.
All
right. And then you went to walk away.
You
was like, oh, my God. And then all of a sudden, tons of tears.
Like, I mean, like I said, yes, I was crying, but I thought I was crying because you proposed. I thought you were breaking up with me because
I
kind of knew you were going to propose anyways because the waiter brought out the congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know. He did it way early.
So I already knew you were going to propose anyways.
You know what? Let me tell you, that was one of the weirdest situations ever because I never told the waiter anything.
Yes.
I proposed it after we ate. So we're sitting there eating and the guy comes out. It's such a coincidence. Like,
right. He comes up with the congratulations.
And I'm like, what's the congratulations for?
Yeah, so, you know, and it had like a little two rings. So then I'm like, okay, well, he's going to propose. Like, so I already knew.
But the thing was, I never told the guy. Like, it wasn't one of those I told the waiter.
I never did that. I know. You're like, wait a minute.
It's the biggest coincidence in the history of the world. Like, I'm like, why the fuck did they know? And why they do this? She's looking at me. I'm like, I don't know why they're doing this.
So I already knew. So, I mean, so that's why my emotions were already starting to build. Because I already knew you were going to propose.
Oh, my God. You really? No, you did. Because you started crying.
Okay. You know what? We're going to go with that story. Yes.
Because maybe you did think I was proposed. Yes. But then when
and then you're
going to
break up with me. Then I'm like, okay. I guess you're right. Then I guess you're right. We're going to give
that. I guess the coincidence with the congratulations. Maybe because you were so set up. Like,
okay. Okay. I guess we'll go with that then. I said I ain't playing. I said we'll go with that. Yes.
But like I said, but with everything that happened, it made the marriage and the proposal mm-hmm. more better because it wasn't the expectation.
Yes.
And when she said yes, I knew she really wanted to marry me. She really wanted to be with me. She really wanted to spend her life with me because at the end of the day, she wasn't with me for marriage. She made it clear several times she didn't want marriage. Mm-hmm. She was with me because she loved me. She cared about me. So, you know, it's okay to want marriage.
It is. I mean, absolutely.
It's okay. Our story absolutely. Is not everybody's story. Like, I think it's okay to want marriage. But to have it be the primary goal mm-hmm. of the relationship. To have it be all,
all
you think about, rather than loving and mm-hmm. falling in love with that man and assuring
or woman.
Both of you, or woman, whatever, or man on man, woman, mm-hmm. whatever it is, you know, gotta be woke, you know, so, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, you have to make sure that that person loves you, you love them, and that this is your person, you know, I would say me and my wife are on a journey, and every time something comes up, I'm like, this is just part of our journey,
yep.
you know, and I don't want to take the journey with nobody else but her, mm-hmm. you know, I love
and I wouldn't want to take it with anybody else but you either,
you know, and that's not, and this has to do, even if we didn't have the paper, you know, even if I made that commitment to her, under the eyes of God, and that's where really marriage is, you know. But what people tend to do is don't look at it that way, you know. Mm-hmm. And now we do have a surplus of women that are only getting married to get divorced.
Yeah, and
they're setting themselves up bank accounts,
and that's something that's just bizarre.
Because I think unfortunately, marriage has become a business.
It has.
Marriage has become a very selfish thing.
Well, marriage has always been a business, though.
It's always been a business. That you know, a merger of two people,
right,
that saw the benefit of working together mm-hmm. to build a bigger business. Yeah, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But now it's become a thing of opportunity.
Yeah,
you know,
profit.
Oh, this guy has mm-hmm. this, or even on the man's side. Yeah. Oh man, she got big.
She has
big
this,
butts,
and
she's mm-hmm. fine and stuff. It's become a selfish thing. Now,
it has.
Whereas it's not marriage because you really want to love this person mm-hmm. and take care of this person. They take care of you. No, it's what this person could do for me. And I know that once this marriage is solid, when I get a divorce, and this benefits women more, mm-hmm. you know, I'm gonna get half of everything.
Right.
You know.
Depending on your state.
And it's sad because I think a lot of men out here really loving women and marrying them. Mm-hmm. And you know, build up their lives so they can, you know, get a good woman.
Yeah.
Show her the world. Mm-hmm. Then for that woman to say, oh, well, you know what? I'm not happy anymore. I'm leaving you and I'm taking half of your shit mm-hmm. that you earned even when I wasn't with you.
Right.
And I think it's really scarred, tarnished marriage mm-hmm. because now marriage is a thing of convenience, is a selfish thing, is a self-centered thing, is not what it's meant to be. And I feel bad. Like, I've had a lot of friends that have been through divorces mm-hmm. and it is horrible to, you know, I was talking to somebody the other day about it. People that have gotten divorces and they're separated or they got kids and all that stuff, stronger than me. Mm-hmm. I know I'm crazy.
We know.
I would be honest. I hope this is not a video they're going to show in the future.
You better keep it to yourself then.
But there's no way my kids would be around another man. There was no way this woman would be with another man. I will always be here, protect and love her regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have the strength to go through a divorce. I don't have the strength to be separated. We've been through a lot. We've been through our ups and downs and stuff, you know, so I get it. You know what I'm saying? But for me, my commitment is deeper than just I'm married. This mm-hmm. is my soulmate. This is my partner. This is my everything. This is somebody that it doesn't matter. She can't do no wrong in my eyes. I mean, she do a lot of wrong, but mm-hmm. but I tolerate the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I love her, but my wife
doesn't. Certain wrongs. Hey. No. You know, but like I say, I think it's very good, you know, to hear that from a man's perspective. I mean, you know, but I will, you know, kind of flip it another way, right? Because a lot of times we're not in our 20s and 30s anymore, right? You know, some of these women are in their 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
you know, again, they went through a divorce already, or they have never gotten married. And so they, you know, they may hear this and see us and say, oh, well, I'm dating for marriage, you know, because that's what I want.
Yeah.
And I can understand that, because to you, you may not think that you have, you know, time left, you know, so you don't want to play any games, you know, so everyone you date is for the mind frame of that's who I'm going to get married. But then it's also kind of dangerous too, because again, you're putting that notion in your head that that's the goal for you. And so, you know, any men that say hello to you and actually give you time, you're automatically going to say, oh, that's going to be my husband. And again, you're not really taking time to love him. I mean, taking time to know him, love him, or anything. He may be the wrong person for you all around, but because you're so fixated on getting married, you're just married to just get married. You're marrying the wrong person.
And I always ask this question when I talk to people that have that mentality. I say, what do you want in your life?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to get married, or do you want somebody that really loves
you? Yeah, do you want a companion?
And I think that there's a difference. And a lot of women are looking for a man to marry, but not a man that is going to love them, treat them right. Marriage doesn't guarantee
happiness or anything.
See, and that's the problem. They, in their head, marriage equals happiness. And it doesn't
have
to do with it. It's the man that loves you, that adores you, that's protect you, provide for you, that will love you through thick and thin, will love you through your ugliness, mm-hmm. will love you at your highest, yep. love you at your lowest. And if you are not looking for that, then you are automatically on the ride to failure.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what lifelong partnership is about.
Yep.
Signing a piece of paper means nothing. Anybody can go through a ceremony and stand up and say, "Mary, I could create a wedding today and it means nothing."
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's the commitment between two people. See, that's what marriage is a commitment of two people to become one under the eyes of God. You know, back in the day, remember we were slaves and they jumped the broom.
Mm-hmm.
I know we jumped the broom.
We did. And there's a lot of, a lot of, you know, traditional African-American weddings, you know, will do the whole jumping the broom, you know, and stuff.
Because we weren't able to sign marriage contracts. So do you think those people, you know, those women weren't dreaming of getting married? They were dreaming of finding a man to love them,
mm-hmm.
to they could love and take care of them. They take care of them, vice versa. They grow together. That's what women used to think about. So they were very critical in the man they chose to love, because at the end of the day, they understood, like, when I find that man and fall in love with him, I'm going to spend the rest of my life mm-hmm. with him. And then we can get married. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. It's not, oh, let's get married and all this stuff. The only thing that you should be waiting to do after marriage is have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be real.
Yes.
Unfortunately, women don't do that now. But at the end of the day, because it seems like women want two things now. They want marriage and kids.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want a man that's going to love them and be there. All they're concerned about is I know women, even, you know, back in my in the streets days.
Mm.
You know, I'll be with a woman and, you know, I'm doing things.
Doing your thing, right?
Supposed mm-hmm. to be doing, you know, I'm not protecting what I need to be detected at the
Lord.
Time. And I've had women look at me and say, don't get me pregnant. And I'm like, okay, because I don't believe in abortion. I'm like, So you're telling me that you don't know me like that. We having sex and you're willing to have my baby. You're not demanding love. You're not demanding anything from me, mm-hmm. but you have my baby. So you're so desperate to have a baby that it doesn't matter who impregnates you. It's like with marriage. You're so desperate to have a marriage that you don't even care who's standing at the altar with mm-hmm. you. But then you complain these men ain't shit. When you pick in these no shit men, and that's the problem. You know, look for a man and vice versa too, because I don't want to say it's always a woman, mm-hmm. but look for a person that you fall in love with, a person that's your best friend, a person that you're compatible with ideas of how you see longevity together. Then once you come, y'all both come to that conclusion that, man, this is the person that I want to take the journey of life with. Mm-hmm. Then say, I do. Because marriage is just a statement saying, I want to live the rest of my life with this person. I'm committed to it right now. That's what marriage is. It's not so you could be a housewife. You could, you know what I'm saying?
Or a house husband. Or a house husband. They exist.
I'm trying to get my wife to give me a
house husband. No, they exist.
But, you know, but it's not for you to you know, eat bonbons, hang out at that crib, get flat out to Dubai and spend money and do all these things because that's what marriage is in your life. No, marriage is hard work.
It is.
You got to be prepared for that hard work. There are going to be days that is not good. There's going to be days where you may just say, damn, what? Mm-hmm. Why did I do this? You may wake up and look at her and say, what the hell? Why? Then you may pray to God, just take me away.
That sounds very personal.
Lord, come down and take me because I can't take it.
Really?
Then you may go and look at your kids and say, golly, how did these be my kids? They're so selfish. I just want to kill them and just strangle them. And then you go and you cry in a corner all to yourself. Them. You cry.
So he's just going to confess
and then you cry
to the world.
And then nothing is answered. And then you got to wake up the next day and do it all over again. And then you look at your bank account and then there's no money in it. But your wife comes in with a whole bunch of bags. And then your daughter wants to just order a crumble cream all the time.
Crumble
and your
cream.
Son always just wants to get money and do this and do that. And then he gets a new girlfriend, don't care about you, but that could be life. I'm just throwing examples out there, my love.
Okay. So just to kind of, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I am not ignoring his feelings. All right. I am validating all of his feelings. Okay. We're just going to pass all that and continue on with our topic.
I'm just joking, people. I'm just joking. Oh, God. Yeah, but anyway, so maybe we got
to
end this.
You would do have to end. So anyways, so I just want for everyone out there that's, you know, listening, and thank you so much. It's just that, you know, again, we don't do this to go viral. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, people out there that are giving these advice. I mean, I've seen like there's people that's doing a whole tour. I don't know who they are. I think it's like a couple of guys and a couple of girls. Yes. And they're doing a whole tour. Yeah. And then they're talking about all these things that doesn't make any sense because.
Oh, yeah. But they all drama. They all.
Yeah. Because none of them are practicing. And they're not even married. No. And the ones that are. I think there's one that say he was married, but then his marriage is shit. So I don't know. I just think it's okay. So again, you know, there's a lot of couples like us who are actually out here trying to give you guys the real advice. Yes. On marriage. Yes. And we're not doing it for clicks and likes and to be all this popular anything. It'll be nice, but you know, it's okay. We're not. So, you know, we just want you to have longevity in your relationship.
Yeah, exactly. I think sometimes
and happiness.
You have to give back. You know, if something is successful in your life, give it back. Mm-hmm. Because there's somebody, you know, even if there's one person out there that looks at our podcast, look at the show, mm-hmm. and say, hey, you know what? Let me take that advice.
Yeah.
I think it's worth everything we do.
Exactly. It's just our way.
Together. And we do appreciate people who have been starting to watch. So we do appreciate that. But at the end of the day, you know, we're always going to keep the focus trying to really help people and be real and not do things to go viral and get clicks and mm-hmm. all this other stuff and say some crazy controversial stuff that really is going to hurt you more than it's going to help you out.
Exactly.
So, but we do appreciate everybody that has been watching the show, listening to the podcast. Check out our other projects. We got couplecritics.com. That's popping.
Yes.
I think, you know, we had all those people over here come over here. Maybe it'd be more better marriages because people always want to watch some reviews. But anyway, so go to couplecritics.com. Mm-hmm. All our reviews on movies, shows, mm-hmm. products, yep. restaurants, all that stuff. Definitely check out our product our line, product cultures, line. Culture.skin, for all your natural thing. We're doing a campaign pretty soon, so I'm excited about that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Check out the book, Divorce Not an Option. This is for...
No. Men are meant to be broken. Men are meant to be broken, babe. Not divorce. We don't have a Divorce Not an Option book yet. I'm sure we will.
We should have a book.
You know, who has books out there? Isn't it KC and DJ Envy? And I think they have like a whole new book that's out and such.
Men are meant to be broken. Check it out. This is,
and of course, Black Men's Mental Health podcast.
Definitely check that out as well. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate all the popularity for that. Now that's popping.
Yes.
So all right, people, well, appreciate you. Until next time.
Bye.